Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined in the studio by Ms. Stephanie Jackson, an education specialist with LifeLink. Ms. Jackson, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
So Stephanie Jackson, for our listeners who may have never heard of LifeLink, could you please share with us exactly what it is and what it does?
Absolutely. LifeLink of Georgia helps save lives through organ, eye, and tissue donation for the state. And so in the state of Georgia, currently there are over 5,000 people awaiting some sort of life-saving transplant. What that means is they are awaiting a heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, pancreas, small intestines, and those people on the list, you know, they sometimes can't advocate for themselves. And so as an education specialist, I go throughout Metro Atlanta to educate about what it means to become an organ donor and how you can make an impact. And then we encourage people to register for donation.
Okay, I remember, you know, first time signing up for my license, you
yes,
could
ma'am.
Check a thing that said organ donation, so your license will let folks know that you are an organ donor.
Yes, ma'am.
And I remember at the time there was a t-shirt and expressions, you know, don't take your organs to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven knows we need them here.
Absolutely.
Now, this was before the movies and the memes and, you know, all this kind of conspiracy theories about organ donation. What can you share with our listeners to kind of, you know, put that to rest? They're science fiction movies.
Absolutely.
It's not the truth.
Absolutely. And that's why I love doing my job, because I always like to address myths that are in our community and dispel those with the facts. So specifically, the biggest misconception is that when you sign up on your license and if something were to happen to you when you go to the hospital won't save your life. Well, first of all, that's not true, and I'll tell you why. LifeLink of Georgia, we handle organ, eye, and tissue donation. We manage the registry. We are a separate entity from the hospital, so the hospital doesn't know who's on the registry and who's not. And it's the hospital's job to save your life. That's what they're licensed to do, right? So if it was found that they were letting people die for organ donation, I mean, can you imagine the fallout from that? How many people would go to jail? You know, I mean, people would lose their licenses. And so that's just not true. Organ donation only happens when somebody passes away. Now, how the hospital finds out that someone is on the registry is because by law, the hospital has to report all deaths to our organization, and then we check our registry to see if that individual has signed up.
So this is just a myth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a story.
Absolutely.
And it's not true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another one is, you know, people think that we need our organs when we go to heaven. Well, we don't. God does not want our organs. You know, the biggest thing is that we understand that when we die, our bodies return to dust, and a lot of people are even cremated. So those organs are being cremated or turning to dust. Those organs could be used to save lives. And not only are you able to make an impact on people you would never even meet, but organ donation also does a lot for the family of the person who donated. It attaches meaning to that person's death. And so there is a legacy that this person is able to leave, and that means a lot to the families.
And the families of the recipients.
Absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
So we don't need our organs in heaven. Hospitals will not try to kill you to get your organs.
Right.
They don't even know that you are an organ donor until after you have passed.
Absolutely. In our community, the other thing is that a lot of times, you know, we like open casket funerals. And so people wonder if that would alter the ability to do that. Organ donation does not alter the ability to have an open casket funeral if that's something that's important to you.
Stephanie Jackson, I love it because we've just put three myths
absolutely
about organ donation to bed.
Yeah.
Now, who can donate?
Anybody. Anybody can donate. When you think about people who are on the list, a lot of times our minds just go to adults who are sick. There are babies who are in need of transplants because maybe they've been born with a birth defect or something like that. And so, you know, there is no organ, the need for an organ donation or the need for a transplant does not discriminate. So anybody can donate. One individual has the potential to save the lives of up to eight people when they pass away through organ donation. And so sometimes I'll have people say, well, you know, you don't want my heart because I have this, or you don't want my lungs because I have that. Well, maybe you can't save eight people's lives, but what if you could save one? Doesn't that still matter? You know, and so specifically in our community, remember I mentioned the 5,000 over the 5,000 people who are waiting? Well, 69% of those people are people of color. And most of the people of color who are waiting need kidneys. Kidney donation is more successful when we're able to donate to each other.
And that's because it matches up with antigens and enzymes.
Exactly. And that's not to say that we can't receive an organ from another ethnicity, but the rate of success is higher when we're able to donate to each other, specifically with kidney donation. And while 69% of the people who are waiting are people of color, only 30% give when they have the opportunity. So that's why I find it so important to go to whoever will have me to come and talk about organ donation.
And speaking of that, whoever would have you, how can people reach out if it's their church, their women's group mm-hmm. or a fraternity? How can they reach out to you?
Absolutely.
To bring you in and so that they can personally learn.
Sure, sure. So you may reach me at Stephanie, that's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E dot Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, at Lifelink, L-I-F-E-L-I-N-K, found, F-O-U-N-D dot org. You may also, if you're not currently registered on your license, you may also go to the website donatelifegeorgia.org and you can sign up to be an organ donor there. And if you bring me into your church, I also or church or civic group or just what have you, we are actually able to sign people up on site.
And now you said anyone, so mm-hmm. you don't age out of this, or if, you know, you've got hypertension mm-hmm. or have heart disease, or if you've had a stroke, is there anything that will prevent you from being a candidate to donate your organs?
Sometimes certain cancers, active cancer may prevent you from becoming a donor. But even in that situation, you know, if you have had cancer and you've been in remission for a certain amount of time, depending on the type that you've had, you could still be an organ donor. So I always tell people not to rule themselves out. You know, it may not be that you would be able to maybe donate an organ, but if you are an eye or tissue donor, you could restore sight to someone who's legally blind. I have met multiple people who have received cornea transplants and now they can see because of someone's gift.
So let's talk about that. You know, the African-American community has a difficult relationship with medicine.
Sure.
We've always been on the downside
Absolutely.
Of a lot of medical breakthroughs, mm-hmm. Even, you know, just medical instruments.
Sure.
Just a lot. So when you talk with African-American communities about organ donation and about tissue and cornea transplants, mm-hmm. what does that really mean? What does tissue donation mean?
Absolutely. So that could be skin. When we talk about that, a lot of people want to know, okay, so where is that coming from? And a lot of times we, when we have a skin donor, we're looking at the skin on the back, you know, so again, it doesn't prohibit from having an open casket funeral. But skin donation, you know, goes to burn victims, you know, and you're able to help people that way. Bone donation is also an option. And so there's certain definitely a whole lot of tissues you can donate. Heart valves, a lot of times that's used for babies, you know. And so with skin and tissue and eye donation, you actually have the ability to enhance the lives of up to 75 people. So remember when I talked about one person being able to save the lives, that's through the vital organ donation. But when you add skin and tissue and eye donation, that number increases to up to 75 people. So you have the ability to save lives, and then you have the ability to enhance lives as well.
And you mentioned at the beginning, when we're buried, your body is basically
absolutely
just going to turn into dust.
Right.
Or if you're cremated,
absolutely,
skin and tissue is just
going
discarded.
To dust. It's, yeah, it's absolutely ashes. And so why not, if you have the ability to give somebody new life, why not do that? If you can't be here anymore, you know, you never know whose life could be saved. I have seen recipients, and I have seen what organ donation has done for them, and how they're now able to do things that they weren't able to do before, you know? And so it's just really a beautiful thing. And again, it's a way to honor somebody's legacy. And it's good to continue to make a lasting impact. The biggest thing, personally for me, one of the biggest things for me is that I want my life to have made a difference. I want my life to have mattered to somebody beyond my family. And so organ donation is a way to do that.
And I've seen a few social media memes, mm-hmm, where you'll have a father, mm-hmm, listening to a child's heartbeat.
Yep.
In another person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the most beautiful thing. And so we actually are able to facilitate that. And so when a donor family is ready to possibly reach out, they will contact LifeLink of Georgia. LifeLink will get in contact with the recipient, or vice versa. Maybe the recipient contacted us first. And we facilitate that meeting. Both parties have to be willing and able to have that meeting. But if they are, that's an opportunity. And it extends your family. It extends your family to this other family. And so, yeah, you're able to. There's so many pictures where, and there's one particular one I'm thinking about. There was a young man who passed away, and his organ went to a pastor. And the wife was able to meet the pastor, and she was able to lay her ear on his chest and hear her husband's heartbeat. What a great gift for her and for her family. What did that do for her? And now they're connected for life, you know? So it's just an extension of family. And, you know, it's an extension of community. And it's the gift of life and the gift of love.
I love it. The gift of life and the gift of love. We have been talking with Stephanie Jackson, an education specialist with LifeLink. And you can reach her again at stephanie.jackson@lifelinkfound.org. Miss Jackson, thank you so much.
Thank you
for coming and sharing this great information with us. I greatly appreciate it.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.